Hello and welcome to the Deadbeat Guitarist Monologues podcast. I am your host, Steve Baer, Deadbeat Guitarist at Large. And today we're going to be discussing, I've got two beer reviews as well as an Android application of this podcast. The two beers are going to be the How Sound Brewing Heffy and Driftwood Brewing's Driftwood Ale. And the Android application, which I love my Android phone, is Network Discovery. So, Network Discovery is basically, let's tie into that real quick since it's just one thing. It is an application that allows you to map out your network via Wi-Fi on your telephone and see what devices are on the network and be able to scan them and see if they have any ports open, might help you diagnose vulnerabilities. So, pretty amazing stuff that we're able to do with these phones now. That's just one of the many applications that I've found quite handy for the Android phone. Let's play the two beer reviews, and that'll be it for today. So, here we go. Hello, and today we have two, count them, two beer reviews. Double the fun. This one is from How Sound Brewing, and it is a, well, they call it an Imperial Hefeweizen, and it's called King Heffy, and it's in the Hefeweizen style, unfiltered, and when you pour it, you can definitely see that it's not completely transparent. It's translucent, I guess might be the word. Has the a typical Heffy color. Weighs in at a 7.7% alcohol per volume. And as you can see, I've got the door open. You probably heard a crow in the background. Comes in, everything from How Sound comes in these really cool 1 liter Grolsch style bottles with a pop top lid that you can reseal should you, you know, choose to save some for later. But I try and make it a rule to just finish the thing. In any event, this one's very tasty. Brewed in Squamish. How Sound Brewing's actually in Squamish, British Columbia. And I'm a big fan of their offerings, and they also have a great brew pub and a very nice place to stay if you choose to do so. Check it out. In any event, I'm going to give it a smell and a taste and see what we think of this one. It's got quite the... Yeah, kind of a banana-y smell, like a typical Hefeweizen might. Some spicing in there, like cardamom, perhaps. And I'll give it a taste. For a while, I would say I was not a fan of this style of beer. But after I've had a few different... kinds and sort of explore the genre, I find that I'm really starting to enjoy it. And this one in particular is a standout for me. I've tried a number of them recently, and this has got to be probably one of the best that I've had, and definitely A-. If I was to letter grade it, I'd give it an A-. Very tasty. Just to see what the company itself has to say about this before we sign off, they describe it in this manner, and I quote from the bottle. This beer, a high-gravity Hefeweizen brewed with a German Heffy yeast, pale and Munich malted barley, white wheat and Amarillo and Saaz hops. The special Heffy yeast gives a unique banana, clove, and vanilla aroma to this delicious summer beer. Truly cloudy but sunny inside. A toast to King Heffy. And with that, I toast you, King Heffy, and I bid thee farewell. Alright, so today we have opened up, my father and I, a Driftwood Ale. This is from Driftwood Brewing, craft brewed in Victoria, BC. Weighing in at 5% in the alcohol content. Let's see, the beer pours a nice lager type color, actually. Strangely, for an ale, it's quite a light coloring. The beverage describes itself on the bottle. The Northwest-style This Northwest style pale ale offers aromas of hops and citrus, blending with a mild malt body with a clean and refreshing finish. A beer for any occasion. I'm starting to wonder whether that means it's not particularly flavor defined. We'll know soon enough. I've poured some in a glass, and I'm gonna give it a little smell and look over and a taste. Actually, it smells quite nice. Definitely catch the citrus aspect. It almost a bit of lime coming off of the top there. Mixed in with the hops for sure. Very interesting. Interesting. This wasn't as highly rated as some of the other offerings from Driftwood, but I have to say this is I would say this is becoming one of my favorite BC microbrews in terms of the quality that they turn out. I've had their wheat beer. It's decent. The Farmhand is particularly tasty, and this Driftwood is quite nice as well. I would probably, let me give it another taste, and then I'll give it a letter grade. Very peculiar. Almost a cross between an IPA and an ale. Very interesting. I think I'm going to give this one either a B+ or an A-. I haven't decided quite yet. End of a B+, heading towards an A-. Very tasty. Probably buy it again. And another solid offering from Driftwood Brewery. Cheers!